emperor issued a decree, an edict, a law. Everyone in the empire was supposed to enlist, to enroll, to be counted and accounted for, probably for the purpose of taxation. In fact, the King James Version anticipates the purpose of the enrollment by saying that it was so that they could be taxed. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Sisters and brothers, Jesus was born into a world that was taxing. And things haven't changed, have they? Not in 2,000 years, things don't change. We still live in a taxing world. Oh, I'm not just talking about the monetary tax, the kind of tax that's leveled by the IRS. Those taxes are bad enough. No, I'm talking about the kind of taxing that makes life, real, everyday life, difficult. The pain that comes from family squabbles, lost jobs, broken bodies, broken spirits, conflict in the community, in the church, the nation, the world. A kind of taxing that makes it hard to get up in the morning. The kind of taxing that makes you want to say, no, not again. I'm not going to get up and I'm not going to face this world. Sheets over the head. You know what that's like. You go from day to day throughout the year. And you know that the next thing that happens, the next piece of bad news, the next time you go and see that your retirement fund has gone down rather than up, I would have sworn I put money into that account. It still went down. The next time you call up a loved one and get an argument instead of love. The next time I call the bishop or the district superintendent. They're not here, are they? No. Good, I can talk about them. The next time I call the bishop or district superintendent and I'm told no. Or you're not needed. Taxing. Life can be taxing, difficult, painful, hard. Last Sunday, I preached on the names that were to be given to the baby who we celebrate today in his birth. There's the name Jesus, Yeshua, which means Yahweh, which is God's personal name. Yahweh saved. And then there's the name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. The with us God. Or God with us. So this baby whom we celebrate today, this baby whom we celebrate in his incarnation and in his birth, this baby whom we celebrate today is God who saves us and God who is with us. God who delivers us from this taxing of life, and God who is with us through this taxing of life. Indeed, he is the God who is with us, seeing us through, thereby delivering us from the taxing insanity, the pain, the anguish of living in this life. Oh, I wish things were easy and simple. I wish everything could be simple and free of difficulty. But it's not. We live in a world of conflict, pain, anguish, fear, and no peace. Now you're saying to yourself, I didn't need to come to church on Christmas Eve night to learn that. Just turn on CNN or Fox or whatever news station you prefer and you'll see it. No peace on earth and no goodwill to all. While Jesus came to bring peace on earth and goodwill to all. I like the King James rendering here better than the NRSV. It literally translates it that way. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Peace, the end of conflict, the end of againstness. Goodwill, which is a form of grace. Edokios is the word in Greek, and it means literally favorable, pleasant, rejoicing favor. Favorable favor. Can't really do that in English, but Greek does it all the time. Favorable favor. Favorable rejoicing. Peace and goodwill towards all. That's what Jesus came to proclaim. That's what Jesus came to embody. That's who Jesus is. The Prince of Peace. The bringer and establisher of peace. The Lord of peace. And God's goodwill towards us all. You look at the world and you say, where is it? It's been 2,000 years. 2009 years. Come on, Jesus. Where's the peace? Where's the goodwill? 1914, 94 years ago, the world was embroiled in war. It was a cold Christmas Eve. German troops were entrenched on one side of the battleground. British troops were entrenched on the other side. And Private Frederick Heath tells the story of the Christmas truce. He writes, still looking and dreaming, my eyes caught a flare in the darkness over no man's land. A light in the enemy's trenches was so rare that at that hour that I passed a message down the line. I had hardly spoken when light after light sprang up along the German front. Then quite near our dugouts, so near as to make me start and clutch my rifle, I heard a voice. There was no mistaking that voice with its guttural ring. With ears strained, I listened. And then all down our line of trenches, there came to our ears a greeting unique in war. English soldier, a Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas. Following that salute boomed the invitation from those harsh voices, come out, English soldier, come out here to us. For some little time, we were cautious and did not even answer. Officers, fearing treachery, ordered the men to be silent. But up and down our line, one heard the men answering that Christmas greeting from the enemy. How could we resist wishing each other a Merry Christmas? Even though we might be at each other's throats immediately afterwards. So we kept up a running conversation with the Germans, all the while our hands were ready on our rifles. Blood and peace, enmity and fraternity, war's most amazing paradox. The night wore on to dawn. A night made easier by songs from German trenches, the pipings of piccolos, and from our broad lines, laughter and Christmas carols. The Christmas truce of World War I A break in the fighting, a break in the battle. So uncharacteristic to war, to conflict. May we experience, in this insane world, may we experience, in this painful, hurtful world, may we experience in our broken families, our broken communities, our broken nation, and in this broken world, may we experience a Christmas truce in 2008. A Christmas truce in which we proclaim the peace of Christ to all. A Christmas truce in which we embody what it means to bring peace on earth and goodwill to all. A Christmas truce in which the body of Christ, the church, reaches out to all with the message of peace and goodwill. A Christmas truce in which we proclaim, enough. We're not going to participate any longer, but we're not going to pull the sheets over our heads. Instead, we're going to strike out in faith and proclaim the good news that Christ, born in Bethlehem of Judea over 2,000 years ago, that Christ, the author and finisher of grace, of peace, of faith, that Christ, the child, Jesus, Emmanuel, God saves and God with us, that Christ calls us to bring peace and goodwill to a world that needs the message, to a community that needs the good news, and to our own families. May we embrace each other with the peace of the Christ child today and proclaim peace and goodwill to all. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.